This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
So, breaking news, charges against Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his sons tossed from federal court. He has been freed as U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro today dismissed with prejudice all federal charges against Bundy, his sons, and his co-defendant. And she says the government can't just try again on the same charges. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. CBSPhilly.com/Rich. Judge Navarro complained of flagrant prosecutorial misconduct in the case against the Bundys, including violating the Brady rule regarding the withholding potentially exculpatory evidence from the Bundys' legal team. This is all coming out. I'm looking at this from my favorite libertarian site, Reason.com. The decision comes just after the same judge last month declared a mistrial in the case. The government was trying to get a new trial launched. Navarro had suspended the trial earlier and warned of a mistrial when prosecutors released information after a discovery deadline. Overall, the government was late in handing over more than 3,300 pages of documents. You remember this Bundy thing. This ranch issue was huge. And, of course, we, as many on the right did, took the side of the rancher. And as MSNBC and most of the left did, they took the side of the government, of course. And clearly now, based on the judge's ruling, this is the rancher was right, as were we. The government, a number of different things here that the judge has chastised here. Some defense requests for information that ultimately came to light have been ridiculed by prosecutors as fantastical and fishing expedition. What Navarro objected to withholding the most, the judge objected to withholding most, according to the Arizona Republic. Records about surveillance at the Bundy Ranch, maps about government surveillance, records about the presence of government snipers, FBI logs about activity at the ranch in the days leading up to the standoff, law enforcement assessments dating back to 2012 that found the Bundys posed no threat, internal affairs reports about misconduct by Bureau of Land Management agents. She says, failure to turn over such evidence violates due process. A fair trial at this point is impossible. Former acting Nevada U.S. Attorney Stephen Meir, leading the prosecution, wrote all the above off as either inadvertent or insignificant error, not malfeasance on the government's part. The charges against the four men were all related to actions during the 2014 standoff on Bundy's Nevada ranch over his failure to pay fees to the Bureau of Land Management they insisted that he owned. So the government came after this rancher, as they do to many ranchers, and said they owe all these fees for grazing on land. He said, no, this is my land, and said, no, he's not going to pay it. He took a stand, and of course, conservatives and libertarians backed the rancher, as I mentioned. The four men were specifically charged in 2016 with, quote, one count of conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, one count of conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer, four counts of using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, two counts of assault on a federal officer, two counts of threatening a federal law enforcement officer, three counts of obstruction of the due administration of justice, two counts of interference with interstate commerce by extortion, and one count of interstate travel in aid of extortion. The indictment also alleges five counts of criminal forfeiture, which upon conviction would require forfeiture of property derived from the proceeds of the crimes, totaling at least $3 million, as well as the firearms and ammunition possessed and used on April 12th. That's a key point here. Five counts of criminal forfeiture upon which conviction would require forfeiture of property derived from the proceeds of the crimes, totaling at least $3 million, as well as the firearms and ammunition possessed and used on April 12, 2014. I'm actually surprised they didn't just seize the property anyway, despite even a conviction. I mean, they can do that. I'm surprised they didn't. They shouldn't, but surprised they didn't. The judge didn't even mention other disturbing accusations against the Bundy prosecution, including another document turned over to the defense in December that raises more criticism of the Bureau of Land Management's conduct and use of force during the standoff. A federal investigator alleged in a November 27th memo to the Assistant U.S. Attorney General that prosecutors in the Bundy Ranch standoff trial covered up misconduct by law enforcement agents who engaged in likely policy, ethical, and legal violations. In the 18-page memo, Special Agent Larry Wooten said he routinely observed a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, incredible bias, unprofessionalism, and misconduct among agents involved in the 2014 standoff. He said his investigation indicted federal agents. Used excessive force and committed civil rights and policy violations. James Bovard, a lifelong chronicler of federal police power abuse, wrote in USA Today last week about many of the government's seemingly malicious missteps in the prosecution, including that, I'll read this to you. The feds charged the Bundys with conspiracy in large part because the ranchers summoned militia to defend them after they claimed the FBI snipers had surrounded their ranch. Justice Department lawyers scoffed at this claim in prior trials involving the standoff, but newly released documents confirm that snipers were in place prior to Bundy's call for help. The feds also belatedly turned over multiple threat assessments, which reveal that the Bundys were not violent or dangerous, including an FBI analysis that concluded that the Bureau of Land Management was, quote, trying to provoke a conflict with the Bundys. I'm shocked that the federal government would be accused of that, right? As an analysis in the left-leaning Intercept observed, federal missteps in this case fueled long-standing perceptions among the right-wing groups and militias that the federal government is an underhanded institution that will stop at nothing to crush the little guy and cover up its own misdeeds. The Associated Press noted the larger issues raised by the prosecution and the dismissal. Greg Cawley, a University of Wyoming professor who writes about land protests in the West, said a collapse of the case would be seen by many as a victory for states' rights. But when the technicalities are related to the government's apparent willingness to violate principles of justice to get people who defy them, the message seems clear nonetheless. There's a detailed account of the federal prosecutors' failed attempt to exercise their behavior, including many original documents. The Intercept reported earlier this year on the FBI's disturbing practice of pretending to be a documentary journalism team in order to gather info on the Bundy's supporters. Among the miscarriage of justice against the Bundys and their allies was federal agents' murder and lying about it of Lavoie Vinicum. He was one of the occupiers of the wildlife refuge on the part of Bundy supporters. The feds had already failed to get convictions against many others involved in that occupation. Others still remain under prosecution related to the Bundy standoff. Ryan Bundy, after today's dismissal, called for the charges to be dropped as well. Says the government has acted wrongly from the get-go, he says. So this is a huge, huge deal by this judge to make this ruling today. Very, very big story here. And still a developing one. Fox News reporting here why Clive and Bundy refused to leave jail during his trial. They have a story here. He says, Clive and Bundy, the 71-year-old rancher who sparked a national debate over states' rights, refused a federal judge's offer to be released from jail during his ongoing trial on Wednesday. Bundy, who engaged in an armed standoff with government agents over a cattle roundup in 2014, turned down the judge's option of house arrest while others involved in the standoff are still jailed awaiting trial. A federal grand jury in Nevada indicted Cliven and four others on 16 charges related to the armed standoff near his ranch over unpaid grazing fees last year. This is a fascinating case, but he said he would not, he would stay in jail until the others were also released. Let's see now here. Federal charges dropped against Rancher and three others, and they are dismissed. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro cited flagrant prosecutorial misconduct. That's huge. You know, when the government criticizes itself in such a stunning way here, it's huge. The court finds that the universal sense of justice has been violated. Bundy supporters cheered as he walked out of court, a free man hugging his wife. He said he'd been jailed for 700 days as a political prisoner for refusing to acknowledge federal authority over the land around his cattle ranch. On December 20th, Navarro declared a mistrial in the high-profile case. It was only the latest stunning development in the saga of the Nevada rancher who led a tense, armed standoff with federal agents trying to take over his land. The clash served as a public repudiation of the federal government. The Brady Rule, named after the landmark 1963 Supreme Court case known as Brady v. Maryland, holds that failure to disclose such evidence violates a defendant's right to due process. She writes, Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano said, "In this case, the failures to comply with Brady were exquisite, extraordinary. The judge exercised tremendous patience." In the early 1900s, the U.S. government limited grazing rights on federal lands in order to protect the desert tortoise habitat. In 1993, Bundy, in protest, refused to renew his permit for cattle grazing and continued grazing his livestock on these public lands. He didn't recognize the authority of the Bureau of Land Management over the sovereign state of Nevada. Federal court sided with the Bureau of Land Management, and Bundy didn't seem to have a legal leg to stand on. Nevertheless, the rancher and the government continued this dispute for 20 years, and Bundy ended up owing over $1 million in fines and fees. Things came to a head in 2014 when officials planned to capture and impound cattle trespassing on government land. Protesters, many armed, tried to block the authorities, which led to a standoff. For a time, they even shut down a portion of I-15, the main interstate highway running through southern Nevada. Tensions escalated until officials, fearing for their general safety, announced they would return Bundy's cattle and suspend the roundup. Afterward, Bundy continued to graze his cattle and not pay fees. He and his fellow protesters were heroes to some, but criminals to the federal government. Bundy, along with others seen as leaders of the standoff, including his sons and militia member Ryan Payne, were charged on numerous felonies, including conspiracy, assault on a federal officer, and using a firearm in a violent crime. Went to trial in October. It ended with the judge angry, the feds humiliated, and Bundy vindicated. Navarro had suspended the trial earlier and warned of a mistrial when prosecutors released information after a discovery deadline. She said, the government was fanatical, and this wasn't a fishing expedition. Judge Napolitano, his analysis, he said, either the government lied or its actions were so grossly negligent as to be tantamount to lying. This happened over and over again. Navarro said Monday it was clear the FBI was involved in the prosecution, and it was not a coincidence that most of the evidence that was held back would have worked in Bundy's favor, and that the evidence that was held back came from the FBI. So there you have a huge legal victory for Clive and Bundy there today. Very good. Fascinating case. They'll study this one for years. They really will. And probably had the government followed all the rules and done it the right way, it's very possible Clive and Bundy would have been found guilty of something. But the problem for the government in this case, it seems, is that the prosecutor so overreached and did not follow the due process rules of the Constitution. And here you have a judge who actually gave a damn about that. It wasn't that the judge was siding with Bundy's actions, if you realize. What the judge was siding with was the fact that his due process rights were trampled on by the government in what is an overzealous prosecution against this man. And that's what the judge was siding. So that's, you know, look, when judges decide that it's far better for someone to go free and their due process rights to be preserved rather than just the government to get a conviction, that's a win for civil liberties right there. That's a huge win for civil liberties. So I'll have more on this tomorrow, but I think that's breaking news that I thought you'd want to hear the resolution of that. Of course, that was a huge case, huge standoff, and a lot of people conflicted over whether or not he made the right decision, standing up against the government, armed, and that sort of thing. But either way, the government's prosecution of him, you can't sit on evidence. If the government was trying to start a conflict with him, if the government did surround him with snipers, all these issues, and then hide that in the course of a trial, hide that evidence and all these factors which would have showed a bias of the federal government against Clive and Bundy, then things like government surveillance, FBI logs, law enforcement assessments, internal affairs reports, the government withholding all that information, and then the judge saying failure to turn over such evidence violates due process. A fair trial at this point is impossible. So There you have it, a judge siding with the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot. Bill is in Lansdowne, would like to weigh in on the Clive and Bundy case. Yes, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing today, Rich?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, I think it's notable that this case, the whole thing came to fruition under the Obama administration, where Comrade Obama felt it was fully okay to unleash any and all federal agencies to trample on the civil liberties of the citizenry, and especially to do whatever it took to teach those pesky citizens a lesson.
Yeah.
Once again, we're seeing the corruption and the operations of the FBI under Comrade Obama, where he, obviously, I think, instructed them, hey, you got to keep this quiet. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just keeps coming out about the comrade there.
Well, and thanks, Bill, for the call. It's outrageous what the judge is alleging here the government did. Outrageous. And look, it doesn't matter. Someone asked me on Twitter, do I condone Bundy's actions? It's not a question of that. He had a very legitimate point that he was making. The government chose to go after him with guns blazing, and he decided to defend himself as a citizen. And then they charged him, which would be the natural course of action. And then the man had a right to a fair trial. And the government did not give him a fair trial. In fact, the government did everything against that for giving him a fair trial. So, I can't tell you if I condone his actions. I don't know what the trial. The guy didn't have a chance to have a fair trial. So perhaps had he been given a fair trial, I would be able to tell you whether or not I approve of his actions or not. All I know is the government charged him with crimes and then did all of these things to then deny him his due process, which led to the judge throwing it out. We still have a presumption of innocence in this country, I think. And the fact that this government, the federal government, and yes, it was under the previous administration, but the fact that the federal government would resort to these kind of tactics against a citizen, it's shameful. If nothing else, they should have complied with all of the judge's requirements for turning over evidence and met all the deadlines and not hid things.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.